that.
Right. How about the part, the other part, what you call the part of the wagon that people actually, that the horse actually pulls on?
With the body?
Yeah, okay. And then if you were, there was a big heavy log out in the field, you know, you want to have to, they had to take a mule or a horse or a tractor out there or something and hook it up, and then you'd say they whupped that log out in the field yesterday. They couldn't carry it out, they had to
drag it
yesterday
out.
They
drug it out.
Sure. And then something you used to break up dirt with when you
a plow.
Yeah, and something you break the dirt up into smaller pieces with.
A tractor?
Yeah, well, this is something pulled by a tractor.
Something pulled by a tractor.
Yeah, a tractor pulls this. And it breaks up the dirt after it's been plowed into finer pieces. Did you ever hear of a har or a harrow?
Oh, yeah.
A harrow?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay. And something that you might use to saw wood and put it on two, there are two.
In a fort?
Is that something like that. But did you ever hear it called
a horse?
No. Okay. Now, sometimes the horses has that kind of A-frame.
Yeah.
This is an X-frame, though. Those are old-fashioned ones. Shaped like this, they put the log on there. Sometimes called a sawbuck or a sawjack or a sawhorse.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, you might use a comb in your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And when you're sharpening a straight razor, they sharpen a straight razor.
On a strap.
Okay. And a fountain pen, some kinds of fountain pens, you have these little things you stick, you know, you replace the
fillers.
Yeah, and what they sometimes call them?
Cartridge.
Sure. And this is something children play with. One sits on either end and goes up and down.
Seesaw.
And another thing that goes around like this, that gets sit on and it goes around in a circle.
Well, now, that's a whirligig. It has about
okay.
a whole bunch of names for it.
So what does a whirligig look like?
Well, it's made more or less like a seesaw with seats on each end. And you just kind of pump it and it goes around.
This is a mechanical thing.
Yes.
Now, where did you see these?
My children had one.
Oh, I see. Something.
It's a toy that they ride around on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it goes, the more you, see, you hold it like this.
Yeah.
And the more you push on it, see, and uh-huh. instead of it going up and down, it goes around.
I see.
And then it goes up and down.
I see. Now, so when you had that coal stove, you might have had a little thing you keep a small quantity of coal in.
And a scuttle.
Okay. And this has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And something you might hold in your hand to sharpen a knife.
A whetstone.
All right. And something on a treadle or a handle.
What they call it, a wet rock or something like that.
Okay. And if you're baking some biscuits or something, you might do what to the pan first?
Grease it.
All right, and so then you might say, my hands now are awfully...
greasy.
Yeah, and so and you say, yesterday I did what to that pan? Yesterday I
greased it.
Yeah, and something in a car, you might take it in there and have them check the water and...
oil.
Yeah. And before they had electricity, did you always have electricity in your house?
Yes, of course. I mean, I don't think they always had it, but I don't remember when they didn't.
But what did they have before that, though, you know?
Lamps.
Okay, and what did the lamps burn?
Coal oil.
Okay. Did you ever call that anything else?
Kerosene.
All right. Now, do you have a name for a makeshift lamp or torch made with a rag or bottle or can? Have you ever seen one of those?
Like on TV.
Yeah.
Molotov?
Oh, like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay. The toothpaste.